Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a website, churchofchrist@harrisburg.com. We encourage you to visit that website. These radio programs are there and a host of other Bible-related material that will help you in your study of God's Word. Please give a look. At the end of our broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all of these services. You will always be warmly received. We just want to show you a need for God in your life and to have a relationship with His Son, Jesus Christ, who died in order to set you free from the bondage of sin. In our program this morning, we are continuing our discussion in the wonderful book of Hebrews. This morning we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 3, 1 through 6. We're going to begin by reading the text. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Jesus Christ, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in all of his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, insomuch that he has built the house has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who builds all things is God. And Moses indeed was faithful in all in his house as a servant, for he had a testimony of those things which he would be spoken afterwards. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope firm to the end. Now, in our reading, we are looking at this text that has to do with Jesus being greater than Moses. Remember the theme of this book, the better covenant, the better hope, the better promises, the better sacrifice. And it's showing that he's better than the angels. Now we're showing that he's better than Moses. He's our apostle and high priest. Holy brother, Hebrew Christians are being addressed as partakers of the heavenly calling, a summons or invitation, state or condition into which anyone is called. Some Jews, some Greeks, some freemen, some slaves. Heavenly calling does not change or nullify and set aside those situations, those relationships we still have in the flesh, but we're all one in Christ Jesus in a spiritual sense. Regulations chapter 3. Heavenly, where does it come from? It comes from heaven. It's the spiritual relationship that we enjoy in Christ Jesus. How is he an apostle? He is one sent. He was sent by his Father. That's the meaning of the word apostle. The word apostle means one sent. He was sent by his Father. Moses, the old, Christ under the new. In Exodus 3, verse 10, we see that Moses was chosen by God when he appeared to him at the burning bush. And we see that he was chosen to be God's spokesperson, to be the lawgiver that would give the law to the children of Israel. And we see that that was his role. But now we have a different person who is in a different role. Who sent Moses, the priesthood of Christ, compared with Aaron in chapter 4, 6, and 8 in the chapters of Hebrews that we will get to later? Profession. It's an agreement or a compact, an admission, an acknowledgement, or a confession. We accept his conditions. By accepting him, we accept his conditions. Him who appointed him. He was appointed by his Father. Read John 4, verse 34. God sent his Son, Christ, into the world. Faithful to his Father's appointment. It was a divine appointment. Moses was faithful to his appointment. Numbers chapter 12, 6 through 8 teaches that truth. The house is a dwelling place. It's a habitation. We read that about the tabernacle in Exodus chapter 25, verse 8. And the Lord's house, the church, is his dwelling place. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20 through 22. Moses' house is the house of Israel. Christ's house is the church. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 through 23, he has been placed the head of that house, and the head of that house is his body, which is the church. And so you have Moses, who was over the house of Israel, and you have Jesus, who's over his house, and that is the Lord's church. Why was he counted more worthy than Moses? Why is Christ better and more worthy than Moses? Well, he builds the house, has more honor than the house. Christ is here considered as and regarded as the builder or furnisher of the house of Israel. Moses was just a member, but the builder was God. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 through 18, we read that. We read it in Hebrews 12 and verse 2. Therefore, this makes him, Christ, greater than Moses because he built the house. And again, remember the tabernacle and its instruction were given to Moses in the mount, and he followed all things according to the pattern in Hebrews chapter 8 and verse number 5. Now, but who created the world? Who was the creator? Who is the builder of all things? Look in John chapter 1. In John chapter 1 in the first three verses. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. And so who created the world? Who is the builder of all things? Jesus Christ. And that also agrees with Hebrews 1:2 that we examined earlier, that he is God's spokesperson. He speaks for God. A house depicts a designer. It shows intelligence. It shows authority. Who might that be? Must have been one for the house of Israel and the house of God, a dwelling place, a habitation. Moses' house, the tabernacle, was inferior to the one that would come. It was even inferior to the temple that would come in the days of Solomon. But it had to be drawn, it had to be built according to the pattern, which John 5, 45 and 4 through 47, and Hebrews 8 and verse 5 teaches the truth. Christ is over his own house. Just like Moses was over the house of Israel, chosen by God, Christ is over his own house, which is the church, whose house we are. What does that mean? That means we belong in that house. We're part of that household. How? By being his children, by being obedient and rendering obedience to the gospel, we became his children and we became part of that house. Moses, a servant in the house he was in. Christ is the son and the high priest in his house. One physical, one is spiritual. If we, what? Hold fast the confidence of our hope firm to the end. Does this suggest one could lose his relationship with God and his tenantship in God's house? We must be faithful to our profession to attain a place in the house of God in heaven. In John chapter 14, we're told that he is coming again, and he's gone to prepare a place for us. And we read in Revelation 2 verse 10 that if we're faithful to the end, we will receive a crown of life. So in these first six verses of Hebrews chapter 3, it is emphasizing that Jesus is greater than Moses. Now, why is that important? That's important for the Jew to understand that as great as a person Moses was, he was a temporal leader. He was temporal, and the law that he gave was a temporary law, a national law given to the nation of Israel. But God had planned something better. He had planned something superior to that, and the head of that house and the giver of that law would be his son. But his son would come through the Jewish race. He would come through Abraham. He would come through David, and he would be the heir of all things. But that only makes sense because he's the creator of all things. And notice the argument that is made in this chapter. For the one who has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, insomuch as he has built the house, has more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God. And so again, this is why he is greater. This is why he's superior to Moses. Moses built the tabernacle, and he followed the instructions and the pattern given by God. That was a great accomplishment. and he was faithful in his service to God. He carried out his duties in a respectful manner. But the builder of all things, the creator of all things, the creator of the world, who was there at creation, is greater than Moses because he created all things. But he also has a house. That house is the church. In Ephesians chapter 1, we're going to read beginning in verse 19. But what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities, power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but that which is to come. He put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness that fills all in all. What we see in those passages is that Jesus is the head of the church. He was placed there by his Father, and he is the authority in the church. All things go through him, and nothing that is done in the spiritual realm can be accomplished without having the authority of Christ. That's why Colossians 3:17 says, whatever we do, we must in word or deed do all in the name of the Lord. That means by his authority. He has supreme authority. Greater than Moses? Yes. Greater than the law of Moses? Yes. Greater and better. Why? Because he's the Son of God. Because he's deity. And because God sent him. And because he is our priest. He is the apostle of our profession. Because he was sent by God. He is God's spokesperson. He has all authority according to Hebrews chapter 1. Verse 1 through 3, and before he left the earth, in Matthew 28:18, he stipulated that he had all the power and authority in heaven and earth. That makes him greater than Moses. That makes him greater than the tabernacle. That makes him greater than the temple, because those things were created by man, but God is the creator of all things, and Jesus is God. This makes God and his Son greater than Moses. And again, that's not slighting Moses in any way. Moses had a role. Moses had responsibility. He had a job to do. God gave him a instruction and Moses followed it. He was faithful. The text says that he was faithful in all of his house. He did exactly what God told him to do. And he was found faithful and he was found obedient. And we see that that made him a great spokesperson. But in these texts, in Hebrews chapter 3, it is trying to tell us in the first six verses that as great as a person that Moses was, he is not greater than Christ. Christ is greater for two very important reasons. He is the creator of all things. He is God's Son, and he is his spokesman. And as we have already reiterated, he has all authority in heaven and earth. And so that puts him in a superior position than Moses and the law. Now again, remember, the Hebrew writer is trying to show them to go back to what they left is regression. It's a mistake. Every advantage they have, all the things that is profitable for them spiritually, they have in Christ. To go backwards would be a mistake. To go back to that which was nailed to the cross, Colossians 2:14, would be a tragic mistake. They need to stay with the Son of God.